And we are live. I'm going to share this to a few groups real quick. Scott, if you want to, you can tell people how your weekend or your week has gone. Guys, we're going to be doing our college football picks here in just a second, but I'm going to share this to a few groups real quick. Start a watch party.
There you go.
And we're going to share it to public. And guys, if we got any lag or echoes, please let me know.
And we're going to share it to public.
Oh, we do. Hang on. Gotta turn that audio off. There we go.
I guess someone
Um,
watching.
it might be you or me. I don't know.
I'm not on yet.
I'm just sharing it in some of our groups right now. So guys, just bear with us while we're trying to get rolling. I can hear you. I can hear it on your screen.
I know, I'm trying to mute it. Okay. So weekend, well, let's see. We talked on Sunday, but yeah, so Thursday was not great. The Packer game.
What happened there?
Man, the Eagles ran it, just basically ran it down their throat. I mean, if you would have seen the total yardage at the end of the game, the Eagles outrushed the Packers by, I don't know, 200 yards or something like that. Packers only had, I think, like maybe 40 yards on the ground, and I think 20 of it was from Rodgers.
That's never good.
Jamal Williams got hurt, so he left the game with, they thought was a neck injury, possible concussions. He's good now.
Yeah.
He's the backup running back. Aaron Jones had 11 carries for 22 yards, something like that. So they just stopped going to the ground. They couldn't do anything with it.
Right.
It just became an air attack with Rodgers. He threw, I think, like 50, 60 passes.
Gotcha.
So they had their last two possessions. I think it's their last two, or their two out of their last three. They were down within the 5 yard line
Okay.
and couldn't punch it
That sucks.
in. And on the last one, it would have put them up. I gotta go back and look at the score though. I forget.
All right, guys, be
That's
patient.
how much of a pain it was for me. Forgot the score.
I know, big Packers fan, can't remember the score.
It
Guys, be
was
patient. I'm sending invites to people, so we hadn't really started, quote unquote. But I'm sending invites to people that typically watch us. We got a
Is
few
that what
people in
it
here now.
that last play, which ended up in as an interception,
Yeah.
that would have tied it. So Eagles won 34-27. Yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz only threw for 160 yards, but he had three touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers had 53 attempts, 422 yards, two TDs, and then his first interception of the year was on that final play of their last possession. And looking back at it and watching some of the replays, they could have called a pass interference, but I mean, it was so bang bang and so quick, whatever. But there is two pass interferences that were challenged in that game by both the Eagles and the Packers, and both were upheld
Yeah.
as not pass interferences. But yeah, Rodgers had 46 yards on the ground, where Aaron Jones had 21 on 13 carries. So needless to say, their run game was not good.
I didn't watch
But
much
that
NFL
does
this
not.
past week. I didn't just.
Yeah. Well, this weekend's like my mini Super Bowl, because the Packers are in town to play the Cowboys. So this is like my.
Listen, Eric Crowley said his picks this week. We're doing college football, Eric. His NFL picks this week are Dolphins, Falcons, both lose. They both lose.
I lost you.
You lost
Dolphin, who
me?
are the Dolphins playing?
It doesn't really matter. Eric will tell you it doesn't matter. Dolphins and Falcons both lose this weekend, according to Eric Crowley.
Dolphins. Who are they playing? Dolphins are on a bye week.
Yeah, well, okay, so, Eric, how's that happen? How are the Dolphins going to lose? Well, they're pretty much losers all the time, so I agree. I'll go with Eric on that one. Dolphins lose this week without playing. I'll take that. I'll put money on it.
Falcons are at the Texans, so that could be interesting.
Okay.
But since we're in the NFL right now, you got 4-0 New England going to 0-4 Washington. So that's pretty much probably a slam dunk there. But the Patriots have lost Gostkowski this year for the season. So he's on IR. He's done for the year. Like I said, Packers going to Dallas. Jacksonville going to Carolina. They're both 2-2.
Yeah.
Arizona going to Cincinnati. Neither team has won. Arizona is 0-3-1. They tied with the Lions. Cincinnati is 0-4. Just got their butts handed to them by the Steelers. Tampa Bay going to New Orleans. And Tampa is 2-2 and just destroyed the Rams in L.A. And New Orleans just beat the Cowboys to stay at 3-1. So even with Drew Brees being out, the Saints have gone to Seattle and won.
Yeah.
And they beat the Cowboys last weekend.
Kip Gross joined. What's up, Kip? What's up, Mike?
His Raiders are going to stink with Burfict getting the year suspension. So then we got Minnesota going to the resurgent New York Giants with Daniel Jones as their quarterback. They're now 2-2. Both teams are 2-2. Chicago Bears going to the Oakland Raiders. Chicago's 3-1. Oakland is 2-2. Let's see. The 0-3 Jets going to the 2-2 Phillies.
I'll be honest with you. I really don't care about the NFL. Not trying to cut you off. I like the big games. When the 0-3 Jets are going somewhere, I'm like,
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I want to get down to college because this weekend there's some good games.
Let me rattle off these last five.
Go for it.
Baltimore 2-2 going to Pittsburgh, who's 1-3. Buffalo at 3-1 going to Tennessee at 2-2. 0-4 Broncos going to the 2-2 Chargers, and 2-2 Colts going to 4-0 Chiefs, and Mahomes has not thrown an interception, but he won a game without throwing a touchdown too. So that was last week. And then Monday night is the Browns at 2-2 going to the 3-0 San Francisco 49ers.
You know what I do like about the NFL season this year is all the backup rookies playing.
I know.
That has been interesting.
You gotta love Minshew.
Dude, I think I'm going to buy a shirt or make one with his face on it.
100%. And it's the legend of Minshew.
I love it.
Let's collaborate on that. We got to come up with something clever.
Hey, Mike Heingartner says West Virginia upsets Texas at home on Saturday. Is that one of our games?
No, it is not. And you're calling BS? Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Mac is going crazy against the Raiders. Expose the Chiefs. That's what Kip Gross just said.
When?
Are they gonna expose them or did they expose? I don't understand what he's saying.
Well, the Chiefs haven't lost yet, so I don't know what they exposed.
Maybe that the Raiders as good as they thought they were.
Well, the Raiders just lost to. Oh, I'm sorry. They just won in Indianapolis.
Okay. Will Morgan, absolutely. You can be here anytime you want to. You can hang out. You know, say whatever you want to, and our feed will reply to it. So what is Kip talking about?
Well, so on the 15th, the Raiders went to Oakland and lost.
Okay.
The Raiders lost. The Raiders lost 28-10. So I don't know what they exposed. Because they only scored 10 points. I mean, granted they held them to 28, but
that's what I thought, Kip. Kip saying they exposed their offense. Said the offense is not as good as everybody thinks.
Well, right, because they don't have Hunt. Hunt's not there.
Kareem Hunt's out.
Kareem, well, he's the one that got suspended, and Tyreek Hill's the one that is hurt, I believe. But Hunt's the one they actually got they tipped off. Chris. But yeah. they got Shady McCoy now. And if you remember when Andy Reid was in Philadelphia, when they were kind of rolling before they had that downswing, Shady McCoy was his running back. So you're going to see him get going a little bit here in the pass game. But they won with their defense this last week, and they did it on the ground, get in the end zone on the ground. And Mahomes made some really, really good plays on their final drive to win it. I mean, he made a couple of key throws and a couple of big runs.
All right, so Eric Crowley got us all off track. Thanks, Eric. This is not even an NFL night. We're not even talking NFL. And now you got us all on this track to talk NFL. By the way, somebody comment, do we have any echo issues or are we good? We good on the echo? Somebody let me know. Just say good.
And at the bottom of the second, the Rays just took a 3-0 lead on a 2-run home run. And all three runs have been scored via the home run. There's a leadoff home run. Let's see, Diaz had a leadoff home run in the first, and then Garcia hit a home run to center.
Yeah. Bruce, what do you want me to Google? Bruce says Google. All right. I think he meant good.
Okay.
I thought Bruce was telling me to Google something. Bruce, come on. So this is college football pick'em night.
It is.
So Scott's come up with 10 games for us.
All right. Well, let's recap last week.
Yeah. How'd we do? How'd I do? Because I've been doing terrible.
Yeah. You had a better week. You went 4-6. You went 4-6. I went 6-4. Okay. So it was rather even. We had a few games that were opposite of each other.
Okay.
And those were the ones that either we both won. No, I'm sorry. Let's see. What? Let me see here. So I'll just rattle it off. So we both got Penn State.
Okay.
Because they took care of business against Maryland, 59-0.
Okay.
You took Tech. I took Oklahoma. Oklahoma covered. They won 55-16.
I really thought Tech had that one.
Not the same Tech as the past.
We
both lost Clemson because we took Clemson, and well, we know how that one ended up. And man, that was a crazy finish there.
Hey, we'll get to it, Mike. We'll get to it. We'll get to the WVU spread in a second, just because you asked. Ball State. Come on, Will Morgan. Nobody watches that stuff.
We both took Notre Dame over Virginia, and they covered. They won 35-20.
Cool.
You took Washington. I took USC. You won. I lost. Washington won 28-14.
Eason's no joke, dude.
I know. You took UCF or Southern Florida. I took SMU. You lost. I won. SMU won 48-21.
Dude, you're on the SMU bandwagon right now, aren't you?
Buddy, they're 5-0.
That's awesome. I'm happy for them.
5-0, 4-0, something like that. Anyway, they're playing extremely well.
Yeah.
You took Kansas. I took TCU.
Okay.
And TCU, you lost. I won. TCU won 51-14.
Yeah, that wasn't close.
No, we both took Ohio State over Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we both won. And Ohio State won 48-7. Sorry, Kip.
Kip's a big Nebraska fan.
Houston went to North Texas. And we both took North Texas. I was hoping that, Houston would probably be down a little bit with King out, redshirting.
Yeah.
And North Texas with their quarterback. North Texas didn't show up as much as Houston did. And
no.
Houston won 46-25. And then we both took Washington State, thinking that the air attack from Mike Leach would outdo Utah, and Utah's defense stood up to it, and Utah won 38-13. And I lost my lock.
You did?
I did.
The Scott lock lost?
First one all year. So I took A&M over Arkansas with the spread of 23.
Okay.
A&M won, but they won 31-27.
All right, so you're what, 4-1 on the Scott Lock?
Yeah.
All right, it's not bad.
Or no, 3-1.
3-1?
Maybe 4-1, I don't know, whatever. I haven't kept track of that.
But you only got one loss on the Scott Lock.
Correct. So currently, you are 8-32, and I'm 15-25.
Guys, do not bet on what I say. I swear to God, I'm so bad right now. I'll come through in the end.
At the end, yeah.
I'll come through at the end. I'll be 50-50 at the end. I promise. So let's get through the games of the week. Scott, you pick the games of the week. What do we got?
All right, rattling down.
John Friesen said he lost his house on the Scott Lock.
Well,
he said,
whatever.
Thanks a lot. Fine.
Yeah, right.
He's going to have to move. He's homeless now because of the Scott Lock.
Yeah, we got a couch. You're all good.
The Scott Lock comes with a guarantee. If you lose, you can sleep on Scott's couch.
You can be the guy on the couch.
There you go. All right, so what do we got this week?
We're just going to rattle. We'll cover the spreads here afterwards, but we got Iowa at Michigan, TCU at Iowa State, Oklahoma at Kansas, Auburn at Florida, Georgia at Tennessee, Michigan State at Ohio State, Tulsa at SMU, California at Oregon, Baylor at Kansas State, Utah State at LSU.
Will Morgan says he's now selling Scott Lock insurance.
Perfect.
Just to hedge your bet, you know? All right, so let's go through the first game. What do we got?
All right, we got Iowa State going to Ann Arbor to take on the Wolverines, and the spread is 3.5.
Okay.
I've heard from other sources that it's more in the range of 7, but going off of Fox Sports and CBS Sports, which is what I go off of, they both say 3.5.
Okay.
So we got 4-0 Iowa going up against 3-1 Michigan.
And the spread is, say it one more time, just so...
3.5. So, in doing the research, Iowa's wins have been against Miami of Ohio, 38-14, Rutgers, 30-0, a barn burner against Iowa State, 18-17, and the Middle Tennessee, 84-3.
Okay.
So, both of these teams have two familiar opponents. Michigan is 3-1. They beat Middle Tennessee 40-21. Army in double overtime 24-21. Lost to Wisconsin 35-14 and beat Rutgers 52-0. So looking at the comparison and contrast here, both teams played Middle Tennessee and Rutgers.
Okay.
Both teams shut out Rutgers.
Okay.
Iowa scored 30. Michigan scored 52. Both teams played Middle Tennessee State, and Iowa won 48-3. Michigan won 40-21. So going off of those familiar opponents, just looking across the board, I mean, Iowa's defense, I mean, they're roughly just kind of throwing numbers together real quick. They're averaging like 10 points a game defensively. And they're always known for their defense. They're always known for their tight ends, you know, things like that. And you kind of don't know what you're going to get with Michigan.
Right.
They're coming off a huge, you know, huge win of Rutgers. So are they going to come out with the same fire after the loss to Wisconsin? Are they going to come out with that same fire they did against Rutgers? Or is it going to be an easy letdown situation?
Well, quit beating around the bush. What are you going with?
I'm going to go with Iowa. I'm going to go with their defense. And I think they're going to go in there and they're going to win. At least cover.
And the spread is 3.
3.5.
3.5.
I mean, it might be like, 28-27.
Right.
You know? Something like that.
I think I'm going Iowa too. I saw some crazy stuff, like how many kids on their team are scheduled to get drafted this year. What you just ran down makes sense. So All right, so what do we got next? Put me down for Iowa.
Okay, I got you. We got TCU at Iowa State, and the spread is 3.5 as well. TCU is 3-1. Iowa State is 2-2. TCU's wins have been against Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Purdue, and Kansas. Their one loss is to undefeated SMU. Iowa State has beaten Northern Iowa in triple overtime. And they've beaten University of Louisiana Monroe by 50. And they've lost to Baylor and Iowa for a combined, 3 points. So they lost to Iowa 18-17, and they lost to Baylor 23-21. And Baylor's undefeated.
Yeah.
Baylor has not lost yet. Again, they haven't, and I'll cover that when we get there, but they haven't really played anybody. Iowa State's their first big game, but Iowa State just didn't get it done. So I'm going to have to go with TCU in this one. I think their offense is a little bit too much for Iowa State, and I think their defense will find ways to get it done.
I agree. I'm going with TCU too. Mike Heingartner just said that Diaz just went yard again for the Rays. They're up 4-0.
Man, they're on it. They are on it. All right, next up is Oklahoma, or should I say the Jalen Hurts against Kansas.
He is amazing right now.
He's playing mad. And the spread is 33. So they're going up to Lawrence to play Kansas. And as we know, I mean, Kansas, they're Kansas. I mean, Les Miles is in the process of trying to develop something there that's worthwhile.
And he's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good.
He is. I want to say they're 2-2. They just got they just got beat pretty bad by TCU 51-14.
Yeah, but he's changing that program. He will change that program.
Is. Yeah, he will. He will. If you happen to watch that game, they got a little itty bitty running back that is, he hides behind the line and you can't find him. Like, it's hilarious. He's probably about 5'6" and he's quick. So if that game happens to be on, if you happen to catch it, just watch for a little bit and see if he gets the ball a little bit. It's kind of fun to watch him. It's like Spud Webb going up against.
So what's the spread on that?
33 points. And I'm going to take Oklahoma because I think they're going to double that spread. And it'll probably be like 72-10 or something.
You think? Really?
Yeah.
God, that's a big spread though. But I'll take it because I haven't seen anything. I mean, granted, Oklahoma is not playing Auburn, LSU, Florida, any of that. But I haven't seen anything that stops Oklahoma's offense yet.
Correct.
So I'm with you. I'm going the same way.
All right. Next up is Auburn at Florida. And the spread is 3 points. Auburn is giving up 3. So Florida is plus 3 here.
Weren't they plus 6 at the beginning of the week?
I believe so.
So that means the money's going Auburn's way, which is what I would do. Yeah. I'm on Auburn big time on this.
I am too. I would have to agree with you.
I'm not going to go so far as Charles Barkley and say the refs are racist. Do you remember that? But I will tell you, I think that
guy.
Do you remember that from last year? He said the refs are racist.
Yeah, he's a mess.
I love him though. I love him big time. But I'm going Auburn because I think they're underrated this year.
I do too. And I was listening to, I think it's Get Up this morning with Mike Greenberg. And I think, who's on there? Marcellus Wiley, I think. Anyway, he's a big proponent. And there's a lot of people saying Auburn is one or two in the country right now. And then
I think they're top 5 for sure.
Yeah, and then the other one would be Ohio State. Just looking at their body of work. I mean, look at Auburn. They're 5-0. They beat Oregon where they came back. They went in, beat Tulane 24-6, beat Kent State 55-16, beat A&M 28-20, and then just whooped up on Mississippi State 56-23.
Yeah.
Florida, you know, they had that close one to open up the season against Miami 24-20. They're 5-0 as well. They beat UT Martin 45-0. They beat Kentucky 29-21. They beat Tennessee 34-3 and then beat Towson 38-0.
Bruce says he's going with Auburn. Will Morgan, who doesn't watch sports, is going with Auburn. Thanks for your expert pick, Will. somebody else said Auburn. I'm trying to see where it's at.
So we're
you, Mike Heingartner, you really think you got to go with Florida on this? Dude, Florida's going to get exposed big time this weekend. Yeah. I don't care if they're at home or not. Auburn is fast. And Florida's quarterback, I'm just sorry, he sucks. He sucks really bad. Bad decision maker.
Well, I know, but are you talking about the one that got hurt?
Well, the backups. Oh, that's right. They're not playing.
They got that's the backup right. who had started.
He looked last. Tennessee he looked good like last
7
week.
Years. Right.
That's right. That's right. I still I think he's going to buckle under a big game though.
He does
look good, but it's a big game.
Auburn's defense is ridiculous.
I agree with you, Bruce. Nix is the real deal. It's going to take a little shakeout in the wash throughout this season, but by next year, he's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. I forgot about the kid that's playing for
Florida.
What's his name? Yeah. Hadn't started a high school game since his – hadn't started a football game.
Freshman year
since
of high school.
Since his freshman year of high school.
That's crazy.
Will, we don't – we're not talking about Akron. Come on, dude.
All right, next up we got your Georgia Bulldogs going to Knoxville. Is it Knoxville, Tennessee? Right? They're in Knoxville.
Oh, yeah, they're in Knoxville. Did you see what happened in Tennessee this week?
Did it implode?
No. One of their kids got arrested on a warrant for failure to appear.
Oh, my gosh.
For a traffic ticket. They got this all on camera, all recorded. The kid called Pruitt, the head coach. And the officer calls the coach, wakes him up in the middle of the night. And Pruitt dropped the ball, dude. He said it was the silliest SHIT he'd ever heard of before in his life. The officer's like, dude, it's a warrant. It's a warrant for arrest. I can't let him go. And he's like, whatever, man. Just do your civic duty, and hung up on him. And then they got video of the kid in the back seat of the car saying stuff like, you don't understand. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. We shoot cops.
Oh,
we don't put
boy.
Up with this, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, it's been a fun week for University of Tennessee this week. And it's going to get worse on Saturday because Georgia's about to stomp a hole in you.
Yeah,
I'm just
much.
Saying. It's going to be a little embarrassing. So just add insult injury. And Pruitt, how about next time you're being recorded, just say, I understand. Yes, sir. I'll be down there. We'll take care of it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Right.
Pretty
yes,
simple.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it is.
Anyway, been an interesting week for Tennessee.
Yeah, that's
– I think they let that kid go. I'm not sure, but I think they did.
That's a good distraction right there.
I don't even know what the spread is. I'm going with Georgia.
25.
Yeah, I'm going with Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, considering what Florida beat them 34-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will, the cops asked him, are you threatening us? He goes, no, I'm not threatening you. I'm saying from where I'm from, we shoot cops. All righty then. It's not a threat. So, I'm going Georgia on that one. So what we got next?
Next up, we got Michigan State going to the Horseshoe in Ohio State, and Ohio State is favored by 20. Michigan State is 4-1. Ohio State, obviously undefeated, 5-0.
Ohio State looks scary.
They do. So in their last four games, they've given up 0, 10, 5, and 7 points to Cincinnati, Indiana, Miami of Ohio, and Nebraska. And their first game was against FAU. It was 45-21.
And FAU's no slouch.
No, they're not. And Michigan State has played Tulane, maybe. They won 28-7. Western Michigan, 51-17. Arizona State is their one loss at 7, and they lost that one 7-10. They beat Northwestern 31-10 and beat Indiana 40-31. So looking at the compare and contrast against Indiana.
Right.
Ohio State beat them by 41 points and Michigan State beat them by 9. So if you compare and contrast, and they played Indiana 2 weeks apart. So, I mean, it's – can teams grow in 2 weeks? Yeah, they can grow in teams a little bit. But, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, if you're going to give up 31 points to Indiana, where Ohio State only gave up 10 2 weeks before, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Pretty big contrast right there.
Ohio State looks straight up scary. I honestly would put them at number one right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Michigan State did play Tulsa. So that was their first game of the year.
Justin Fields, I mean,
he's been unreal.
Dude, do you ever think Kirby Smart goes to bed at night thinking, what the heck did I do? You know, like offer him a car. Offer him something to stay one more year. Just one more year. The dude's amazing. Their defense is amazing. Their offense is amazing. I think it's going to take somebody like Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, or Oklahoma to stop them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just wish they played a better schedule.
We'll see, because they play Penn State.
I don't think that's going to be a game.
I believe they play Wisconsin.
That would be a good game.
And of course they'll have Michigan, but I'm not sure how that's gonna go.
Michigan's not.
They go to Northwestern and then they have Wisconsin at home on the 26th.
Okay.
And then they got Maryland, Rutgers, which are gonna be those are gonna be like 70-0, both of those games. And then they have Penn State and they finish with Penn State and Michigan.
Okay.
So three out of their last six games are against pretty decent opponents.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to stop them. They may not get stopped till the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, so recap. Ohio State, what's the spread on that game?
20.
Yeah, give me Ohio State. Mark me down for that.
Okay. Up next, we got Tulsa Golden Hurricane coming to the Pony Show at SMU.
All right, so what's the spread on that? I know you're riding the SMU train.
I'm on it. SMU is favored by 13.
Okay.
They are 5-0. Tulsa is 2-2. Tulsa's two losses are Michigan State and Oklahoma State.
Okay.
And they lost to Michigan State 28-7. They beat San Jose State 34-16. They lost to Oklahoma State 40-21. And then they beat Wyoming 24-21. So, I mean, I don't know. They're okay. Is it a possibility that they could sneak up on them? Maybe, but I don't see it happening. I mean, looking at SMU, they beat Arkansas State 37-30, North Texas 49-27, Texas State 47-17, TCU 41-38, South Florida 48-21.
Yeah,
they're averaging somewhere in the about 45 points a game.
Okay.
So, and their defense is not bad. And I think they're good. Why can't I think of his name? Bichelle, their quarterback, the transfer from UT.
Right.
He's got them playing on a different level. So I'm taking SMU in this.
And the spread one more time,
13, and I think they'll cover and then some.
Dude, we're on the same page. I've been watching them too. I'm going with SMU too. I'm sure I'll come up with something that doesn't go along with you in a minute.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
Cal traveling up to Eugene to play Oregon. We got the Bears and the Ducks, and Oregon is favored by 18.
Ooh, that's a big spread for that game.
It is, but Cal's kind of, they're weird. And they lost their quarterback, too. Their quarterback's out for the year. He's having shoulder surgery, I believe. Okay. So this isn't the California team that started the year. So I think Oregon's going to put it on them. And I think they're going to put it on them pretty good.
18 points at home?
Yep. And it's really tough to play at Oregon.
All right, I'm going with that too. That makes sense. We're both going to go 1-9 this week.
Right, because we're all so far we've picked
Georgia's going to beat the spread. Everybody else.
All right, so we got Baylor at Kansas State, and that spread is 1. So we got Baylor at 4-0, and Kansas State at 3-1.
Okay.
Baylor really hadn't played anybody. They played Stephen F. Austin, UT San Antonio, Rice, and they beat Iowa State. Okay. So Stephen F. Austin, they beat 56-17. UT San Antonio, they beat 63-14. Rice, they beat 21-13. Iowa State, they beat 23-21. Kansas State is 3-1. They beat Nicholls State 49-14. Bowling Green 52-0. Mississippi State 31-24. And they lost to Oklahoma State 26-13. So,
I mean, I know what you told me, but I don't know much about either of these teams.
Well, Baylor had that big they had that big scholarship reduction, so they're working their way back to a rebuilding phase because they had a bunch of allegations a couple years ago with sexual harassment from the players, and the coaches knew about it and swept it under the rug. So their coach had, I think he resigned or fired. I want to say the athletic director was fired or resigned, one of the two, and they lost. I mean, they got the hammer dropped on them scholarship wise. So they've been in the tanks for a while. For some reason, it's really hard to play in Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State plays they play well at home. So I'm gonna have to say Kansas State's gonna pull one out. I think their defense might show up a little bit at the end, and they're gonna put Baylor in a position where they're not gonna be successful.
All right, so the spread is
1.
Give me Baylor.
All right, that's our 1.
I think their motivation is gonna be hanging on to their undefeated record.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. But so, it's, for some reason teams can't play it at Kansas State. I don't understand it. I don't know what it is, but with that spread being there, it could go either way.
All right.
Next up is Utah State at LSU.
So yeah, that game.
Here's another team in LSU where people are saying that they might be a number one team, and people want to call them a number one team in the nation.
They're looking good.
They're looking good too. I mean, it's crazy. And Utah State is—they're Mountain West, and they usually are pretty competitive, and they compete with Boise State for the Mountain West title. But I just, LSU's new air offense, I don't think you got Utah State can hang with them. They might hang with them for a quarter and a half, but I think it's going to be kind of similar as far as Nevada going to Oregon, and right. It might end up being like 72-15 or something.
You realize they only beat Vanderbilt 66-38. All right.
Yes. So they gave some up.
Vanderbilt scored 38 points. Texas scored 38 points against LSU.
Right.
The
spread's 27.5.
Where's the game at? Let's see.
It's at
LSU.
Yeah, it's in Baton Rouge.
The two games they gave up 38 points, they were away.
Right.
Shoot. That's a big spread, though.
It is.
I'm still going to take LSU.
I am, too.
Because it's at home.
Yep.
They've only given up 3 points, 14 points. They've only given up 17 points in 2 games at home. Granted, it was against Georgia State and Northwest somebody or other. What is it?
Good Lord, Diaz just hit another home run.
Not a third one.
Yeah, it's 4-0.
Yeah, I just told you that a while ago.
Okay, my bad. I just saw it on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, Northwestern State in Louisiana. I don't know. That's a game is kind of interesting. I'll still take LSU though.
Yeah, it'll be a good one to watch. Could be. It could be over by halftime too. Who knows?
Right.
All right. So my lock for the week is Wisconsin.
Scott Locke. Bet your house on it. Bet your house on it. Will Morgan.
You got the insurance, buddy.
Will Morgan will sell you insurance against the Scott Law.
So I got Wisconsin over Kent State, and the spread is 36.
All right, say that again. I was looking at Mike Heingartner's comment.
Wisconsin over Kent State, and the spread is 36 points.
Yeah, I mean, crap. Wisconsin's going to kill them.
I mean, they might score 36 and shut them out.
Yeah, they might score 60 and shut them out.
Yeah, that's possible.
Did you pick the Scotland? Why you pick such an easy game? You got to pick hard games.
Well, I know, but how? Okay, so last week the spread was 23 and I lost.
True. You didn't even talk about the UCF Cincinnati game.
Which one?
You didn't talk about the UCF Cincinnati game. It's not even on the list. It's a 4-point spread.
Oh yeah. Well,
it's a good game.
I know. I don't know.
I think UCF.
Cincy's tough, man.
I think UCF wins that by 14.
I do too. I think they're a little bent that they lost.
Let me look at some of these other top 25 games. Did you cover? Did we? Forgive me. Did we do the Penn State Purdue?
No, I figured that was not.
I think Purdue covers that.
What's the spread?
28. They don't look that great, but they're better than they're pretty much better than everything else they played, except for Maryland. And Penn State did pretty much destroy Maryland.
Yeah,
but
well,
they struggled with Pitt 17-10.
They did, but that isn't that the backyard brawl. Or is that Pitt with West Virginia?
Well, it's a big game every year, Pitt.
It is. It's their interstate rivalry, whatever you want to call it.
I'm going to take Purdue in that one. These are not. Hey, look, don't put money on these. These are just extra. So.
So I will. Purdue's 1-3, right?
Yeah.
So they've lost to Nevada. The only team they beat is Vanderbilt, and they won 42-24. They lost to TCU at home, 34-13.
They started out with a pretty good schedule. Put that schedule against what Clemson's playing. That's a better schedule than what Clemson has played so far. That's a better schedule than what Alabama's played.
It is.
So yeah, they've got their teeth kicked in a few times. But
if you want to consider, Nevada, who's 3-2 and just got their butts handed to them by Hawaii, if you want to consider them a quality opponent.
But Vanderbilt's an SEC team. TCU is always a pretty good team. Minnesota's usually pretty decent. I mean, they're not playing East Tennessee Technical Institute of Plumbing.
Or Towson.
Yeah. Or Stony Brook.
Right.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or where my stepdad went to, Slippery Rock.
There you go. I'm taking Purdue in that one.
Well, they're not on our list, so you can keep.
They're not on our list, so it doesn't count. but
we can keep that in our memory bank. Though.
But you got the rest of the good games. So, what else in sports, real quick, before we go?
Let's see. The Nationals won. Did you watch that game at all last night?
No, I don't watch baseball.
Oh my gosh! So Milwaukee's up 3-1. In the eighth, they bring Hader in.
Yeah.
Hader hits Michael Taylor on the wrist.
Okay.
And then Ryan Zimmerman comes up with two outs, and he gets absolutely sawed off and hits a bleeder up the middle in shallow center for a base hit. Taylor goes to third. Then Rendon walks to load the bases. Soto comes up, 20-year-old Soto.
I saw this. I did see this.
Yeah. He comes up, he hits a, base hit to right, and the right fielder misplayed it.
Yeah.
Which led to the 3-run scoring, and then he gets caught up in the rundown, and the inning ends, and they hold on. But, man, oh, my gosh, I feel so bad for that right fielder.
That's somebody's kid, dude.
I know. I know. Yeah. I mean, that's just terrible. But I don't know if you heard the interview with him or with Hader or anything like that, but Hader was great, man. I mean, what he said, because some of the reporters tried to pin the loss on the right fielder, and he's like, look, I could have not walked, you know, I could have not hit Taylor. I could have, you know, made a better pitch to Zimmerman. I could have not walked Rendon and put us in that position.
True.
And, you know, his one play doesn't dictate our loss. I put us in a position to lose too. Like, it falls on both of us or falls on me. I don't even think he threw that in there. It's just, I mean, he took ownership in it as much as the right fielder did.
That's a good big league answer.
It is. It is. And that just shows, I mean, that just solidifies, you know, your clout in the clubhouse and, you know, stuff like that. You know, I mean, that's just, gosh, that's such a tough play because Zimmerman doesn't run all that well. So if he comes in charging like he did, he could throw him out and now it's a 3-2 game.
Yeah.
Instead of it being 4-3. And, you know, I mean, you know how it is. Those balls come in and maybe Soto got fisted a little bit and it had a little side spin to it and it hit the part of the grass where it's mowed in one direction to make it move left. And at the last second when it hits, it just darts left.
You know, a lot of people talked about Soto getting out, saying that was a dumb out. He should have not tried to go for third. That it could have cost him the game. You don't make the third out at third base.
Well, he didn't. He made it in between second and third.
Right. Didn't even get a third. But
well, no. I mean, if the run didn't score before he was out, it would have been a tie ball game.
Yeah, that'd have been bad.
You know, but keep that momentum going and just stay at second. Just,
yeah.
You know, and
it was funny watching the replay. It was like he wasn't even trying to get a third.
No, he rounded second. He's like clapping his hands.
He's like victory, you know, take me out. I don't care.
I don't think he knew it was the eighth inning. I think he thought it was the ninth.
Yeah, maybe. That's possible.
So the Nationals will travel out to Los Angeles, and it looks like it'll be – and the Nationals ended up using Scherzer and Strasburg.
Yeah.
So they got to go with Patrick Corbin against Walker Buehler, and Buehler is lights out at home, or he has been all year.
Yeah.
And then I would assume that they're going to have Ryu throw game two because Ryu has been his ERA at home is like sub one. So you got to ride that, and then Kershaw will go game three, and I figure Strasburg would probably be game three, and Scherzer would be game two.
Gotcha. All right. Well, the Rays are up, right? Is it still 4-1?
I believe so.
And what you got going on the rest of the week?
Just volleyball.
Yeah, I'm going to miss my son's football game for the first time ever. Never miss my son playing football. I try not to miss my daughter playing basketball, but I hate missing football because I'm worried they'll get hurt.
Yeah.
And I want a parent there. My wife's going to be in Mississippi. I'm going to be on the coast. My son's going to stay with his friend. Cross fingers, nothing happens.
Yeah.
But he's a 14-year-old playing against 300-pound varsity guys.
Right.
Yeah, so just pray for safety there. But I'm going fishing for the weekend.
Good for you.
Going with Pittman Air Conditioning, one of my web design clients.
There you go.
They're treating me to a fishing trip. My wife's going to Mississippi to the family farm. Mitchell Farms, which they do a fall festival at the farm. Cool. So they're going out there. So that's what I got going on. Otherwise, I will be watching the Georgia game. And Clemson. You know what? We didn't talk about Clemson.
They're off this week.
I know. But are they who we think they are?
I don't know. That could be a topic of discussion on Sunday.
Sunday. Be a good conversation.
Yes, sir.
They came this close to losing to Mac Brown in North Carolina.
That they did.
I'm talking about one better play call and that game's over.
That's right.
All right, I got to go, Scott.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for doing this tonight. Guys, check us out on ProSportsTalk.live every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, unless we move it, because sometimes we got to. But typically Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, we're live. Scott, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Good luck fishing.
All right. See y'all.
Bye.